This program is intended for an audience that is blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the initial broadcast. This is Kurt Benrood with the North Carolina Reading Service, and I want to welcome you to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about upcoming productions on the stage and on the screen that are available with audio description. Okay, let's start by taking a look at what's live on stage here in the Triangle. On March 27th, it is 1776. It's playing at Raleigh Little Theater in their Sutton Theater. It's a 3 p.m. show, and this is Raleigh Little Theater at 301 Pogue Street in Raleigh. Now, keep in mind, you can get a free ticket for your driver. All you got to do is ask. But anyway, it's the summer of 1776, and the nation is ready to declare independence, if only our founding fathers can agree to do it. 1776 follows John Adams of Massachusetts, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, and Thomas Jefferson of Virginia as they attempt to convince the members of the Second Continental Congress to vote for independence from the shackles of the British monarchy by signing the Declaration of Independence. This seminal event in American history blazes to vivid life in this most unconventional of Broadway hits. Celebrate the semi-quincentennial of the United States at 1776. Music and lyrics are by Sherman Edwards. Book is by Peter Stone. It's based on a concept by Sherman Edwards. The original production was directed by Peter Hunt, and it was originally produced on the Broadway stage by Stuart Ostro. Now, this Raleigh Little Theater production will be directed by Patrick Torres. Adult tickets are $33. Student, senior, or military are $30. And remember, you can get a free ticket for your driver. Be sure you specify that you want to get the audio description special. Their phone number is 919-821-3111. Again, that's 919-821-3111 for 1776 at Raleigh Little Theater on March 27th at 3 p.m. Down the road, Raleigh Little Theater will be offering The Hobbit on May 3rd. It's a 3 p.m. show in the Raleigh Little Theater Amphitheater. And on June 7th, they will have The School of Rock, a 3 p.m. show in their Sutton Theater. Moving over to Chapel Hill, on Wednesday, April 22nd, Steel Magnolias. It's a 7:30 p.m. show. It's by Playmakers Repertory Company at 120 Country Club Road in Chapel Hill. It's by Robert Hartling, and this will be directed by Lisa Roth. Bless their hearts. Steel Magnolias is a warm, witty, and heartfelt portrait of six women whose friendship sustains them through life's highs and lows. While often humorous, it deals frankly with illness and loss. The entire play takes place in the late 1980s at Truvy's In-Home Beauty Parlor in the fictional northwestern Louisiana parish of Chinquapin, where a group of women regularly gather. Pull up a chair as six sassy southern spitfires spill the sweet tea in their weekly beauty salon ritual. You'll laugh and cry at this celebration of love, loss, and the fierce friendships that see us through. A blend of humor, resilience, and heartfelt emotion with an emphasis on friendship and community. Tickets start at $20, and their number is 919-962-7529. Again, that's 919-962-7529 for Steel Magnolias on Wednesday, April 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at Playmakers Repertory Company in Chapel Hill. In Durham, on March 21st, a 2 p.m. matinee of Stereophonic at the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC, which is at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. Zoom in on a music studio in 1976. Here, an up-and-coming rock band is recording a new album. finds itself suddenly on the cusp of superstardom. The ensuing pressures could spark their breakup or their breakthrough. Written by David Ajmi, directed by Nathaniel Oaken, and featuring original music by Arcade Fire's William Butler, Stereophonic mines the agony and the ecstasy of creation as it invites the audience to immerse themselves with fly-on-the-wall intimacy in the powder keg process of a band on the brink of blowing up. Now, this was the most Tony Award-winning show of 2024, the most Tony Award-nominated play of all time. It's Stereophonic. Tickets start at $12. The number to call at DPAC is 919-680-2787. Again, that's 919-680-2787. And that's the March 21st, 2 p.m. show of Stereophonic at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Moving over to Greensboro, on April 25th, we've got Kimberly Akimbo. It'll be a 2 o'clock show on Saturday, April 25th, and they'll show it again on Sunday, April 26th at 1 o'clock. This is the winner of Best Musical, and it's the most Tony Award-winning show of its season. A new musical about growing up and growing old, in no particular order. Kimberly Akimbo is the winner of 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. It features Tony Award-winning book and lyrics by David Lindsay Abair, a Tony Award score by Tony Award-winning score by Janine Tesori, choreography by Danny Melford, and direction by Tony-nominated director Jessica Stone. Kimberly is about to turn 16 and recently moved with her family to a new town in suburban New Jersey. In this howlingly funny heartbreaker of a show, Kim is forced to navigate family dysfunction, a rare genetic disorder, her first crush, and possibly felony charges. Ever the optimist, she is determined to find happiness against all odds. Now, the Tanger Center is at 300 North Elm Street in Greensboro. Tickets for this show start at $29. The Tanger Center is at 300 North Elm Street. The phone number to call is 336-333-6500. Again, that's 336-333-6500. And what we're talking about here is Kimberly Akimbo, playing at 2 p.m. on April 25th and at 1 p.m. on April 26th. Down the road, Tanger Center will be offering 2 more musicals. On May 9th and 10th, they'll have 6, the musical. And on June 6th and 7th, they'll have The Notebook. And that's it for the live theater. And now for the movies. First, we've got Epic, EPIC, which stands for Elvis Presley in Concert, a 2025 movie rated PG-13. Then we've got Scream 7, a 2026 R-rated movie, horror and mystery. And coming up after that, we've got Avatar, Fire and Ash from 2025. It's rated PG-13. It's action and adventure, sci-fi and fantasy. It's a thriller. Reminders of Him from 2026 is a PG-13 drama romance. The Revenant from 2015. It's rated R. It's action and adventure, drama. Undertone from 2025 is rated R. It's horror, sci-fi, fantasy, and thriller. Anaconda from 2025 is PG-13, action and adventure, and also comedy. GOAT, G-O-A-T. It's a PG-2026 action and adventure animation comedy. It's for kids and family, and there's sports involved as well. Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die from 2026. It's rated R. It's action and adventure, comedy, sci-fi, and fantasy. Nirvana, The Band, The Show, The Movie from 2026. It's rated R. It's action and adventure, comedy, sci-fi, and fantasy. How to Make a Killing, rated R from 2026. It's a comedy, drama, thriller. Dolly from 2026, rated R. It's a horror movie. Hoppers from 2026 is rated PG. It's action and adventure, animation, comedy. It's for kids and family. It's also sci-fi and fantasy. The Bride, with an exclamation point. It's rated R from 2026. We've got drama, horror, romance, sci-fi, and fantasy. The Protector from 2025. It says 16 plus. It appears to be the rating. And it's action and adventure. It's sci-fi and fantasy. Wuthering Heights from 2026 is rated R. It's a drama romance. Zootopia 2 from 2025. It's PG rated. Action and adventure. Animation, comedy, crime. It's for kids and family. I Can Only Imagine, Part 2. From 2026, it's rated PG. This is a drama. Marty Supreme from 2025 is rated R. It's drama and sports. Crime 101, rated R, is a crime drama thriller. The Housemaid from 2025 is an R-rated drama thriller. Solo Mio from 2026, it's rated PG. It's a comedy romance. And Send Help from 2026. It's rated R. It's a horror thriller movie. So that's the quick sketch. Now we'll take a look at a little bit of information about each one. Epic, Elvis Presley in Concert. Again, it's rated PG-13. It's a documentary that involves music. It's available on Apple TV as well as in local theaters. And it runs an hour and 36 minutes. It follows Elvis Presley, featuring never-before-seen footage and recordings. The director is Baz Luhrmann, and it stars Elvis Presley, James Burton, and Glenn D. Hardin. Screen 7 from 2026. It's rated R. It's horror and mystery. It's also available on the Apple TV store, in addition to local theaters. It runs an hour 54. When a new Ghostface killer emerges in the town where Sidney Prescott has built a new life, her darkest fears are realized as her daughter becomes the next target. It's directed by Kevin Williamson. The writers are Kevin Williamson, Guy Busick, and James Vanderbilt. It stars Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, and Isabel May. Avatar Fire and Ash from 2025. It's rated PG-13. It's action and adventure, and it's also sci-fi and fantasy and a thriller. It runs 3 hours and 17 minutes. Jake and Neytiri's family grapples with grief, encountering a new aggressive Na'vi tribe, the Ash people, who are led by the fiery Varang. As the conflict on Pandora escalates and a new moral focus emerges. Director is James Cameron. It's written by James Cameron, Rick Jaffa, and Amanda Silver. And it stars Sam Worthington, Zoe Saldana, and Sigourney Weaver. Reminders of Him from 2026, rated PG-13, is a drama romance that runs an hour and 54 minutes. After prison, a woman attempts to reconnect with her young daughter, but faces resistance from everyone except a bar owner with ties to her child. As they grow closer, she must confront her past mistakes to build a hopeful future. It's directed by Vanessa Caswell. The writers are Lauren Levine and Colleen Hoover, and it stars Micah Monroe, Bradley Whitford, and Tyreek Withers. The Revenant, it's a 2015 movie rated R. It's action and adventure, drama. In addition to live theater, you can get it at the Apple TV store, and it is available on DVD. a frontiersman at a fur trading expedition in the 1820s, fights for survival after being mauled by a bear and left for dead by members of his own hunting team. This is directed by Alejandro Iñárritu. It's written by Mark L. Smith, Alejandro G. Iñárritu, and Michael Punkey. It stars Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Hardy, and Will Poulter. Undertone from 2025, it's an R-rated horror sci-fi fantasy thriller. It runs an hour and 32 minutes. The host of a popular paranormal podcast becomes haunted by terrifying recordings mysteriously sent her way. This is directed by Ian Twosson, also written by Ian Twosson. It stars Nina Kiry, Adam DeMarco, and Michelle Duquet. Anaconda is a 2025 movie, rated PG-13. It's an action and adventure and comedy. It's also available at the Apple TV store. It runs an hour and 39 minutes. A group of friends are going through a midlife crisis. They decide to remake a favorite movie from their youth, but encounter unexpected events when they enter the jungle. This is directed by Tom Gormican. It's written by Tom Gormican, Kevin Etten, and Hans Brauer. And the stars are Jack Black, Paul Rudd, and Steve Zahn. Goat from 2026. It's rated PG. It's an action and adventure, animation, comedy, sport, and it's for kids and family. It's also available at the Apple TV store in addition to local theaters. A small goat with big dreams gets a once-in-a-lifetime shot to join the pros and play roar ball, a high-intensity, co-ed, full-contact sport dominated by the fastest, fiercest animals in the world. The directors are Tyree Dillehay and Adam Rosette, Aaron Buxbaum and Teddy Riley, and Nicholas Curcio are the writers, and the stars are Caleb McLaughlin, Gabriel Union, and Stephen Curry. Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die from 2026. It's rated R. It's action and adventure, comedy, sci-fi, and fantasy, and it runs 2 hours and 14 minutes. A man from the future arrives at a diner in Los Angeles where he must recruit the precise combination of disgruntled patrons to join him on a one-night quest to save the world from the terminal threat of a rogue artificial intelligence. This is directed by Gore Verbinski. The writer is Matthew Robinson, and it stars Sam Rockwell, Juno Temple, and Haley Lou Richardson. Nirvana, the band, the show, the music from 2026. It's an R-rated action and adventure, comedy, sci-fi, and fantasy. It's available at the Apple TV store in addition to being in theaters. When their plan to book a show at the Rivoli goes horribly wrong, Matt and Jay accidentally travel back to the year 2008. Directed by Matt Johnson, the writers are Matt Johnson, Jay McCarroll, and Jared Rabb, and it stars Matt Johnson, Jay McCarroll, and Ben Petrie. How to Make a Killing from 2026. It's rated R. It's a comedy drama thriller in theaters and also available at the Apple TV store. Disowned at birth by his obscenely wealthy family, a blue collar will stop at nothing to reclaim his inheritance, no matter how many relatives stand in his way. Written and directed by John Patton Ford, it stars Glenn Powell, Margaret Qualley, and Jessica Henwick. Dolly, a 2026 movie rated R. It's horror, and it's available in cinema and at Prime Video. Macy, a young woman, is abducted by a monstrous figure intent on raising her as their own child. Directed by Rod Blackhurst, The writers are Rod Blackhurst and Brandon Weevil, and it stars Fabienne Therese, Russ Tiller, and Michaelina Sorzelli. Hoppers from 2026 is rated PG. It's action and adventure, animation, comedy, kids and family, sci-fi, and fantasy. It runs an hour and 45 minutes. A 19-year-old animal lover uses technology that places her consciousness into a robotic beaver to uncover mysteries within the animal world beyond her imagination. Directed by Daniel Chong, the writers are Daniel Chong, Jesse Andrews, and Jordan Harrison, and it stars Piper Curta, Bobby Moynihan, and John Hamm. The Bride, with an exclamation point, from 2026. It's an R-rated drama, horror, romance, sci-fi, and fantasy film that runs 2 hours and 6 minutes. In 1930s Chicago, Frankenstein asks Dr. Euphronius to help create a companion. They give life to a murdered woman as the bride, sparking romance, police interest, and radical social change. It's directed by Maggie Gyllenhaal, written by Maggie Gyllenhaal and Mary Shelley, and it stars Jesse Buckley, Christian Bale, and Annette Bening. The Protector from 2025. It's an action and adventure, sci-fi and fantasy. It appears to be rated 16+. It's, in addition to theaters, it's also available on Prime Video. It runs an hour and 42 minutes. With the region's last resource of fresh water buried under a Native American reservation and evil forces angling for control, a convict fighting for her freedom becomes the unlikely protector of a young boy who may have the power to save it. And Wuthering Heights from 2026, it's rated R. It's a drama romance, and it's also available in the Apple TV store as well as in theaters. It runs 2 hours and 16 minutes. A passionate and tumultuous love story set against the backdrop of the Yorkshire Moors, exploring the intense and destructive relationship between Heathcliff and Karen Earnshaw. Directed by Emerald Fennell, it's written by Emerald Fennell and, you guessed it, Emily Bronte. The stars are Margot Robbie, Jacob Elordi, and Hong Chow. Zootopia 2 from 2025. It's rated PG. It's action and adventure, animation, comedy, crime, kids and family. And it's available in the Apple TV store and also on DVD. Brave rabbit cop Judy Hopps and her friend the fox, Nick Wilde, team up again to crack a new case, the most perilous and intricate of their careers. Directed by Jared Bush and Byron Howard. The writer is Jared Bush. It stars Jennifer Goodwin, Jason Bateman, and Kay Hoi Kwan. I Can Only Imagine 2 from 2026. It's a PG drama. Runs an hour and 50 minutes. Bart Millard, lead singer of Mercy Me, faces a personal crisis at the peak of his success. As his world unravels, he struggles with his beliefs and inner demons while seeking a path through adversity. The directors are Aaron Irwin and Brent McCorkle. It's written by Brent McCorkle, and it stars Arielle Kebble, Dennis Quaid, and Sophie Skelton. Marty Supreme from 2025. It's an R-rated drama sports movie, and it's available at Apple TV Store and on Prime Video, in addition to being in the theaters. Marty Mosser, a young man with a dream no one respects, goes to hell and back in pursuit of greatness. It's directed by Josh Safdie. The writers are Ronald Bronstein and Josh Safdie. And it stars Timothée Chalamet, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Odessa Azian. Crime 101 from 2026. It's an R-rated crime drama thriller. It runs 2 hours and 20 minutes. An elusive thief eyeing his final score, encounters a disillusioned insurance broker at her own crossroads. As their paths intertwine, a relentless detective trails them, hoping to thwart the multi-million-dollar heist they are planning. It's directed by Bart Layton and written by Bart Layton and Don Winslow. It stars Chris Hemsworth, Mark Ruffalo, and Barry Keoghan. The Housemaid from 2025 is rated R. It's a drama thriller available from the Apple TV store and on Prime Video, in addition to being in local theaters. A struggling young woman is relieved by the chance for a fresh start as a maid for a wealthy couple. Soon, she discovers that the family's secrets are far more dangerous than her own. It's directed by Paul Feig. The writers are Rebecca Sonnenschein and Freda McFadden, and it stars Sydney Sweeney, Amanda Seyfried, and Brandon Sklenar. Solo Mio from 2026. It's rated PG. It's a comedy romance running an hour and 35 minutes. Left heartbroken in Rome after a wedding disaster, a stranded groom finds his ruined honeymoon transformed by a determined local and a few meddling travelers, proving that sometimes heartbreak is only the beginning. Directed by Charles Kinane and Daniel Kinane. Written by Patrick Kinane, John Kinane, and Kevin James. And it stars Kevin James, Nicole Gramado, and Kim Coates. And finally, we've got Send Help from 2026, an R-rated horror thriller running an hour and 53 minutes. When an employee and her insufferable boss become stranded on a deserted island, the only survivors of a plane crash, they must overcome past grievances and work together to make it out alive. This is directed by Sam Raimi, written by Damian Shannon and Mark Swift. And the stars are Rachel McAdams, Dylan O'Brien, and Adil Ismail. And that's got it for the movies. And all of the movies mentioned in this broadcast are available at theaters run by Cinemark, Regal, or AMC. For Cinemark, you can get their schedule by going to cinemark.com/movies. That's CINEMARK.com. For Regal, go to regmovies.com. And for AMC, it's AMC.com. And that's it for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. Hopefully, this information will be useful. Remember, the program will be in podcast after the broadcast, so you can double-check anything you like. I'm Kurt Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.